14. Hawkeye saves Uncas. Uncas was inside a dark wigwam, tied to a pole. Some Huron warriors guarded the entrance to the wigwam. He had been tormented and humiliated by the warriors. At sunrise, he would be tortured and killed. The hatred between the two tribes was immense. Hawkeye, still disguised as a bear, returned to the village. There he met David Gamut and explained the reason for his disguise. David was very surprised, but willing to help. Hawkeye told him about his plan to rescue Uncas. Since David was considered mad by the Hurons, he was free to go where he wanted in the village. David and the bear went to the wigwam where Uncas was kept prisoner. Warriors stood outside guarding the wigwam. David spoke to one of the warriors who understood a little English. He told him that since he was mad, he had certain magic powers that could make Uncas as weak and cowardly as a Delaware squaw. Becoming weak and cowardly was the worst humiliation for any Indian warrior. It was far better to die a terrible death. The warrior told the others about David's magic powers and about his cruel idea. They were amused and agreed that this spell would destroy Uncas's reputation. David entered the wigwam and the bear followed. The bear immediately went to Uncas and identified himself. Uncas was glad to see his faithful friend Hawkeye. While Hawkeye freed Uncas, he quickly explained his escape plan. He took off his bear skin and gave it to Uncas. Uncas was now the bear. David, instead, gave Hawkeye his clothes, hat, glasses, and prayer book. Hawkeye was now disguised as the preacher. David agreed to take Uncas's place and be the prisoner for a short time, until the Hurons discovered the truth. The Hurons would never hurt a mad person, so David was safe. Hawkeye and Uncas were on their way to the Delaware village, where they would find their friends.